right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Update time and regular work here. And it's weird than it's going. Mima, what am I? Thank you. His bones. See my hat. That's the hat look. Watch it. Watch my hat.
Let's Thank you.
Well, I might want him out with that.
Yes, I'll go for
it. And she pain.
Thank you. Yeah. Look what he's doing. He's plugged to your computer.
You're
fucking brave. He deserves to put it right there in his face.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off my shit. I know I need to show myself.
I know that he will love our man.
Mine should be too cold.
Thank you.
Can't take the top plug off of there. Come on. Can I?
What?
Can I take that plug out on the wall there?
What?
Charge.
Can't you, you have anything you're
going to
charge?
Charge and
take it out.
You're going low. Everything's wrong.
Because you're strong, Can you sure but stay without pauses? Try to keep the premium on us.
They got to send, they got to give me the money so that I can.
Yeah.
If you have psoriatic arthritis, Enbrel helps your knee joint pain, helps stop your dancing, and helps get your arm.
What's up?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. like to dance with me and for me. You know I wanna be holding you. Cause I'm not feeling like I do, and I see it in your eyes. If you like it, I'm not giving to you. All right. I can get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go? Where we can be alone together and turn the lights down low? And start sharing the night together. Share the night.
Too bad. You ain't old, mate. How did I do? All right. What have we got? Having a piece of cake, huh? You having a piece of cake?
I'm having a piece.
I'm a piece. Did you know?
What?
You didn't know.
Huh?
You didn't know.
Get enough what?
Is there enough cake?
Yeah.
You
got
the plugs
in, and
there's
nothing to
charge. Okay. I had to charge it. Take it out. You can take it out now. I'm charging the phone and the tablet. The phone looks up to date. Cream. What do you think? Is the ice cream on it?
No.
Oh, the marble cake. That's it.
Thank you.
to live in this life perfect. When I watch you look up here, I wish I could turn away. Every day,
I want to show you something. That's not bad, right? Hopefully she's happy with it. I didn't know.
Two. 100 million albums. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? 200 million albums. I know when I saw that, I'm like, that is, are that a right number? She's won 5 Grammy Awards and is the best-selling female artist in history. Singing the title track from her new CD collection, My Love Is Selene.
I took out one piece.
It was all fucking downhill from there.
No. The idea of taking it out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And blame all the dudes.
You do help him.
I tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow, Jay. I'm going to buy washed oysters, okay? And go over to eat.
What?
I'm going to buy some oysters.
Let's do it right now.
Spanish rice in there, you want some,
that one takes, you know.
No, but you asked for something, if we had it, if we don't have it anymore, we're wondering.
Wonder why we won't begin, you didn't care about anybody else.
How's that?
Okay.
There's plenty of things to eat, but I didn't eat all the cake. You didn't tell me I was a lot of teeth.
Don't give a shit about my
wife. See, I'm more than the rest of the husband. How are those ice? Any good? I can't stand ice. I'm allergic to it. Oh my God, it's an open casket.
I don't know who shot the shit out of this. Oh man, I don't even want it. I don't even want it now. I can't be bothered. It's, you're making it too hard for me. Look how it is.
I didn't touch it.
Who did that?
I didn't touch it. I didn't touch
it. Look at it.
It's you're the only one eating it.
Come on, it's 10 times harder, man. I didn't do that. No way, I didn't do that. And every time I go to make an ice, it's like that.
Well, you gotta leave it out a few minutes and then you make the ice.
No. Bullshit. No, you're not supposed to melt it. You're supposed to scrape it along, roll around. That's it. And it's not supposed to be lumps and rocks and you going over to make it.
Lumps and rocks?
I keep fixing it, and someone keeps fucking it up.
I haven't used it.
Spend enough, I'm using an ice cream scooper. Which makes it 10 times harder. Now I gotta go over mountains to do it. Fuck, man. This is terrible. You know how many times I won it and I said, fuck it, I don't want to deny anything and deal with it? And now here we gotta go again. We can climb over mountains to make an ice.
I'm allergic to it, like, it's gonna be headache.
Oh, that's a good one, you're allergic to it.
No, my stomach is cold and my stomach is here. So I don't know.
Yeah, Look, see, once again, I beat the shit out of myself, making it right. Right? Look at it. Let's see how it stands this way. Look at one side. I didn't do this. I didn't do this shit.
Is the chill coming over me? Why can't it be like it used to be? I
can't
move. I can't make you scared.
Yeah, I don't have the answers. I don't need the answers.
I can't deny that look in your eyes, trying to tell me goodbye.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Did it finally get
God, how disgusting.
strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we set our first hello. Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away, and ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Glance away, warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
So? Lucky lady.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for a doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The thickens have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Must be a lady tonight. But if you've ever been a lady to begin with, must be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated us, the guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice.
A lady does it wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight.
Oh, put your grin.
I want to wake up himself, then
See? Crazy. God bless you, Jesus. Great God. Old blue eyes. And you're very well formed. Very good to work. And like, somebody else is working. He's very good. Very good. Very good. He didn't understand the Lord and do anything.
He's always interesting. He's always interested. He's very smart, very private. He's self-assured, but shy, and I adored working with him. Robert Redford's work as an actor, director, and producer always represents the man himself, the intellectual, the artist, the cowboy. He has a passion for telling stories that reflect the strength and the vulnerabilities of the American spirit. Our struggle to achieve what is highest in our nature. And though we don't always succeed, Robert Redford's films make certain that we celebrate the effort. Redford took charge of his own career from the very beginning, always working closely with writers. His work as an actor and as a director is always skillfully subtle, restrained, and yet deeply emotional. He's a listener, whether he's exploring the shadow of American politics, the hidden emotional life of the perfect American family, or a nation's disillusionment. Always a progressive thinker and wanting to give something back, in 1981, he established the Sundance Institute, which has become a platform for new artists to develop their skills. And has given the world the festival has given the world a first look at new generations of bold and talented independent voices. His impact on the film industry is indelible. It's impossible to reduce it all to 4 minutes, but here are some of the reasons that Robert Redford remains a beloved and invaluable force in American film. I'm very, very proud to bestow the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences honorary Oscar for Lifetime Achievement to a man who gave me one of the most exciting and memorable experiences of my career. I was thrilled to be his leading lady, and I'm thrilled to present this award to Robert Redford.
Thank you. I guess this is a sequel, huh, Bats? Barbara's right. I am shy. It's a funny kind of business to be shy in, but certainly feel that way tonight. But I think there certainly is a word of appreciation in order for being honored in such a way. You know, much of what happens here tonight is probably going to be forgotten in a week or so. But what's not going to be forgotten is what it means to those of us who are receiving awards for being honored tonight, and to those close to us. For those people, be the moment of a lifetime. So in my appreciation, I'd like to say what it means for me. I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead, not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about, called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history. There really are only two areas. One is my personal work, which is the most important to me. The other is trying to put something back to an industry that's been good to me. And of course, Sundance is a manifestation that the result, well, a grand, grand collaboration of artists and colleagues who've joined to support and help give a voice to new artists. For those people who have supported us along the way, who have believed and participated, tonight I would really like to thank you deeply. We have a great industry. We all know that. We're here because we know it. We love it. It's a solid and healthy industry. But even though it is, I really believe it's going to be important years to come to make sure that we embrace the risks as well as the sure things, to make sure that freedom of artistic expression is nurtured and kept alive. Because I believe that in keeping diversity alive, it will help keep our industry alive. Now, as we can see of late, the world around us is in a sea change. It's just simply not the same world anymore. As we all struggle to find our way with it, to get a grip, to make sense out of the chaos and the destruction and the tragedy, one word that emerges is the word freedom. Its importance, its rarity, and how fortunate we are to have it. Be able to be part of a freedom of expression that allows us as artists to tell our stories in our own way about the human condition, the complexities of life, the world around us, is a gift, not one to be taken lightly. And I think the glory of art is that it can not only survive change, it can lead it. As an artist, I just can't think a better life than the one that I've been blessed with. It's just a great ride. Many wonderful relationships and experiences along the way. It's a ride I hope to continue. So tonight, I want to acknowledge my family, my love for them, my lady, the Academy, and all of you for giving me this honor. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Grammarly can help you write quickly and confidently, so you never have to slow down at work. Instant corrections make your writing mistake-free, while keeping it short, sweet, and fitting in tone. Join more than 20 million people who use Grammarly to write better every day. Go to Grammarly.com to download.
I want to stay holding you, holding me.
When I find myself in need of a natural place to go, when I feel alone in there,
have myself a drink. This room is not mine. I'm not responsible for cleaning it up. I can throw my clothes on the floor. I can pile my towels up.
Who cares, right? You're the hotel.
I like to brush my teeth over one. I like to spin in the other. I love to be able to throw my key wherever I want. You're in a hotel.
All right, that's great show.
Thank you.